a business that you are obsessed with, built on the effortless feminine frequency, breaking all the freaking rules, having a lot of fun, and being a match for big money. This is Big Business Energy with Milana Saranok.
Hello and welcome back to the Big Business Energy podcast. I am so happy to have you with me today and to talk all things content with you, because you know I've been obsessing about content a lot recently, and there is just a lot that I want to share with you and tell you around content, because it's going to absolutely change your business. And what I'm sharing in today's episode in particular is going to simplify content creation for you so much, to the point where you should be able to walk away and create your content in 30 minutes to an hour a day with ease. Because one of the bottlenecks of us not being able to create content quickly is when we don't know what the content types are that we should be posting. And then we kind of like feel like we need to draw ideas out from the ether on randomly, and that isn't helpful. And then we get bogged down in indecision and imperfection and I don't knows, and nothing happens, and we don't post the content, we don't create, we kind of go MIA, and that's not the vibe. That's not what we want. So once you understand the content types you should be posting, content becomes really easy, because you just know, like, hey, what are the, am I hitting these three pillars? And you can assess, am I leaning too much in a certain direction, or do I want to be leaning more in a certain direction, because that's actually helpful, because that is serving the goal that I have in my business right now. So we'll talk more about that in a minute. So there are only three types of content that we should be creating regularly. In fact, there's only three content types that you should be creating at all. And they're not your content pillars. Okay. I don't call them your content pillars. Like, if you think back to like inspire, educate, sell, like that type of old school content marketing is dead. That is not what we want to be doing with our content. Our content is designed to take someone through the buyer cycle, through our marketing funnel, and to move them from finding us, being like, wow, this is someone that is solving the problem that I have, to being like, wow, I really trust this person, I want to buy from them, to, okay, how can I pay you? Okay. And if you think about your marketing funnel as like a triangle, a downward triangle, we want to capture the most amount of people up here. So this, the first type of content is going to capture the most amount of people. Then the middle of the funnel is going to push the people that are your hell yes, ready buyers further down to checking out your offers, to considering what they are. And then the last type of content is going to like literally create the hottest audience of hell yes, wildfire buyers that you can imagine. And so what are those three types of content that are going to be doing this job for you? The first type of content, and you can think of this as your top of the funnel content, although it's not traditionally top of the funnel, because a lot of top of the funnel that traditional marketing teaches is content that is very much like viral content, like how to go viral, how to get a lot of people on your stuff. And I don't like to think about my content like that, because I've gone viral many times. And let me tell you, I know how to go viral, and I really don't want to go viral most of the time, because what makes you go viral is a thing that appeals to everyone. Viral appeals to everyone, to a lot of people. That's what makes it viral, because a lot of people want to watch it. And the truth is that your business and what you're selling is not for everyone. It's not meant to be for a big range of audiences. It is actually for a very specific person. And so if you're constantly going viral, you're just going to be attracting a lot of people, and a lot of them are not your ideal clients. So if you are going to go viral, that's fine, but we really want to amp up the middle of the funnel and the top of the funnel content, so we're squeezing those people out very quickly, and they're not diluting our audience base. And even better, we can go viral, but like, let's go viral for the right type of content, which will happen less often than if you go viral for just anything. And more importantly, let's just attract a whole bunch of people in, not necessarily on a viral scale. Like, when I say viral, I mean like millions of views or hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views. Let's go viral on like a smaller scale and let's attract the right type of people in. This type of content that does this is what I call in my world activation content. And the reason why I call it activation content and not, for example, attraction content is because my main goal is not just to attract. Like, that is going to do, my content's going to do that anyway. My main goal is to activate my ideal client. Once they're in my world, I want to activate them to move. And the way this content does this is it shows them the gap. It says to them, you are here and the solution is here, or where you want to be is here, and here's the gap. And you are automatically positioning yourself as a bridge for that gap without explaining how you're the bridge, without you going into step by step on everything that's on the bridge. You're merely positioning yourself as the bridge. And that bridge activates them because it feels doable and empowering for them. Okay, there is another way that people do this type of content, and this is what I call the pain-based marketing type of attraction content, which I am not a fan of at all. This is when they're like, paint the gap. They tell them, like, here's your gap, but instead of the bridge feeling empowering and like, oh yeah, I can cross this, I can do this, I'm ready for this, the bridge feels like this insurmountable mountain that they're going to have to climb, and they're positioning themselves as the mountaineer, as your guide. And they're the only person that can get you over the top of that mountain. And while we want our clients to see us as the ultimate and best solution, I don't want them to see me as the only solution. In fact, I want them to see themselves as a true solution and me as a guide, but not in a way that's like, well, I will never, ever, ever, ever cross this mountain without you, where they're like, well, there's a bridge and yeah, I could like swim through the creek. Yeah, I could like climb over these rocks. Yeah, I could take the long way, but you've got the bridge. That bridge looks good. That bridge looks empowering. I want to come over the bridge with you. And pain-based marketing is not that. Pain-based marketing is like, you suck, your life sucks, everything is hard, here are all your problems, and if you don't work with me, nothing is going to change. And we kind of like really dig them into the pain, and then we try and pull them up and say, like, here I am as a solution. And that just, to me, one, does not feel good at all, like, no thank you. And two, it brings the person that is the most disempowered client you can imagine. It's the person that's like, oh yeah, I do suck and everything is hard and I do need you to hold my hand and lead me through it. And believe me, that is not the person you want to work with, because they're too much in their pain, too much in their problem, and they're probably not going to move without you nudging them so much to get the result that you desire for them and that they desire for themselves. So I prefer to meet people when they're further ahead, or to put them in an empowered state immediately so we can bypass all of that. And let's just get them believing in themselves and ready to move. That is what activation content does. So it paints the gap. And so I'm not telling you activation content is never going to show them what their pain is. That's wrong, because as a marketer, as an online business owner, you do need to tell people like, hey, I understand what you're going through. I understand what the problem is. You can't just say like, here's all your desires and never talk about the pain. Like, that's also misleading in a way. So it's not that we're vilifying pointing out pain points. Pain points are fine, but we're not going to do it in a way that's disempowering. We're going to do it in a way that's like, you have a cut on your arm and that sucks, but like, listen, we can heal this, versus you have a cut on your arm and you will die if you don't work with me. I'd rather go with the first person. That's what activation content does in the way that I teach it in my world. So it captures people at the top. They're like, oh, I recognize the pain. There is a gap to be filled. And I feel ready and empowered to take that action. And then they move to more of the middle of the funnel. Now, middle of the funnel content is what I would call traditional educational content. And this is what I term in my world as value-based content. Now, I don't call it educational because I don't like the idea of content that just educates. And I think educational content on its own is quite problematic because it repels a lot of people from your world. And the way that it does that is if you start to over-educate and you tell them all the things, like, I solve your problem in this way and this way and this way and do this and don't do that and three steps to this and three steps to that, and you'd like give them the whole playbook, they start to think, this is so valuable, this is so good, I've got everything I need, and then they go off and they implement. Now, there's two problems with this. One is that they're not actually paying you, they're just going off and doing it on their own. And that would be fine if it was going to get them a result because we want to help people. But the problem is it's not. Because if someone could get a result just from, and I'm talking like the big transformation, not like a quick win, but like the big transformation just from your content, then there would be no need for your paid offers. Why would we work with someone if we can just get everything we need from one piece of content? And if that were true, then everyone would be a millionaire. Everyone would be in their perfect body shape that they desire. Everyone would be with their perfect partner. Everyone would be perfectly happy. But they're not, because free content is not enough. And so what happens is they take the free content, they start to implement, that they come against roadblocks, they don't get the results, they don't see the results, and they think, well, that didn't work. And then they distrust you and they move on. And by this point, they've probably already forgotten about you because they're not hooked on your stuff. There is no activation happening. There is no like, this is a gap, this is a solution. These are like things that you can start to think about when it comes to the solution. It's just like, do this, do that. Three steps to this, three steps to that. Stop doing this, stop doing that. In a way that is purely educational. So I like for the content to be value-based. It gives someone value to the point they're like, she knows what she's talking about. This is extremely valuable to me. And I can still see a gap. I can still see where this needs to be bridged. And that is through the paid container, paid offer, paid whatever it is. So that's the second type of content. The third type of content that now, whether they've been in the middle of the funnel, now they're going to the bottom of the funnel, where they're ready to like say yes, is leadership content. And leadership content does the most heavy lifting work for you. Because what leadership content does is it sets you apart from everyone else. There may be 100,000 nutrition coaches on the planet, and if you start to create leadership content, you set yourself apart immediately. Immediately, it gives them a reason to work specifically with you. Immediately, you eliminate all competition, all sense of like, well, there's another 100 people selling this same program because they want to work with you. And the reason why is because leadership content positions you as a unique solution and positions you as someone who they desire to specifically work with. And this is my favorite type of content, because once you have a really hot audience, a leadership content is what you want to be posting a lot of. And leadership content is ultimately what creates a really loyal, hot audience. This is what ultimately creates a lot of people who are raving fans, like ride or dies. So if you know how to do leadership content correctly and you start to incorporate leadership content, you never have to worry about like, will they go to someone else or will they stick around? Or you never have to worry about just like being viral and then people leaving, because your people will always stay. And this is why leadership content is so important. And a lot of people don't create any leadership content. They only create educational content, and sometimes they create activating content, which is like problem awareness content, but they don't create any leadership content. And so nothing sets them apart. And they're like, I don't know why things aren't going crazy in my world. I kind of get some people buying here or there, or some people moving, but I don't get a huge amount of people going crazy. And if you want a huge amount of people going crazy, you want to start to incorporate leadership content into your content pillars. So these are the three content types that you should be creating regularly. And you may be doing a bit of an audit in your head now of like, am I doing these types of content? And if you are, amazing, keep going. And if you're not, we want to start to make sure that we're incorporating all of these types of content. Now, how much of each content type you do will generally depend on your audience temperature. So at different temperatures of your audience, you'll want to lean towards a certain piece of content, a certain pillar of content, I should say, more than another. Because if you have a hot audience, we don't want to be creating the type of content that we would be creating for a cold audience. And so you need to understand what type of content is for what type of audience and how to pull content levers so you can warm up your audience, or you can get people to buy, or you can get them to buy faster, whatever it is that you desire for your business in that moment, and depending on what you need. Now, all of this that I talked about today, and like the content types and how to create them and how to diagnose the temperature of your audience and what to post when, I cover inside Wildfire Content, which is my content program that teaches you how to create hot content that creates inquiries and sales every freaking day. This is content that gets us paid every day. This is how I run my business. This is how I create content in my business. This is what I teach my clients. And it is just the most incredible content system that I know. I am obviously saying that with a bias, but I truly believe that. And I'm opening doors next week. So that's why I'm telling you about it, because there's going to be a pre-sale happening. So pre-sale starting for Wildfire Content on Monday, the 25th of March. So if you're listening to this in real time and it's before Monday, 25 March, get ready, because I'm going to do an amazing pre-sale. There's going to be some amazing bonuses that I've never done before in additions to this round of Wildfire Content. And I also highly recommend that if you are considering it and you're like, I think I need this and I want this, and once it drops, I highly recommend you also consider bundling it together with the Magnetic Messaging Portal, because this is your content, is what you're going to post every day, but what plugs into your content is your messaging. And if you understand how to speak to the empowered client and you understand how to tweak your messaging to speak in a way to people where it gets them to move immediately, like that's when you truly create an insane like explosion in your business, a wildfire, rapid results. And the bundle is just like an incredible, incredible deal. And so I highly encourage you to like check that out. And if that looks good, jump into the bundle for sure. But keep an eye on that. It's going to open on Monday. And next week, I have another incredible episode for you that I can't wait for you to listen to, because we're going to go a little bit deeper into some of the things we talked about today on content. So I hope you have an amazing, beautiful week. I'm about to go and pick up my son from school, and I'm gonna go to the park and get an ice cream with him, and we're gonna chill. So can't wait for that. And I'll see you in next week's episode. Bye.